Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and our Blues Report. The Calgary Flames are in town. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. This is presented by Hair Saloon for Men, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, Ryan Kelly, and the good folks at Schnucks. Think local, think Schnucks. Want to remind everybody that coming up next week, Hot Shots in St. Charles, first episode we're taping of Scoops Live at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be in St. Charles, and my special guest will be blues legend Bernie Federko. He has a new book coming out, and we'll talk it over with Bernie about that book. The Calgary Flames are in town. Mike Yeo, what have you thought of your start and tonight's game?
We got to clean up a lot of areas, you know, and this is a tough team to try to do that against. First off, our play with the puck has been very poor. Our puck management has been very poor. This is a team that they transition as quickly from defense to offense as any team that I've seen so far. They do a good job of creating the turnovers, but their reaction time after that, how their D get involved in the play, how their forwards buy time to enter pucks into the offensive zone to allow those plays to develop, and how they take advantage of misreads on defense, that's going to be challenging. But you know, at this point of the year, and maybe even been a little bit too guilty of it in the first two games, we're a little too worried about the other team right now. We should be a little bit more focused on our game and imposing our game on the opposition. And if we do that, then it should be hard to play against.
In just a moment, we'll hear from Joel Edmondson and Ryan O'Reilly. Hair Saloon's home base is in St. Louis, founded in 1997. They now have 16 locations in St. Louis. I go there. I bring both my boys there. You receive the perfect haircut. Hair Saloon keeps client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured that they know what you want, and they'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. And for the extra $5, stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. Ryan O'Reilly on the start of the St. Louis Blues.
We have to play to our game, stick to our game, and we want to throw together 60 minutes. You know, be relentless right from the start. You know, they're a team that's coming in confident. They played a great game last one, and it's going to be tough to break, you know, but I think we have to come out hard with a lot of jump and physical and, you know, stay with it. It's one shift at a time.
Joel Edmondson returns to the lineup tonight.
Yeah, it was tough to miss the home opener for sure, but, I mean, it's still nice to... My first game is going to be at home, so I just can't wait to play in front of the crowd again. It's been a long summer, so it's going to be nice to get back out there and play in front of the Blues fans.
Some nerves coming back tonight?
Absolutely. I can already feel them. I'm excited. It's been, like I said, it's been a long summer. I just want to get back out there and, you know, get the season going.
Joel Edmondson and the Blues taking on the Flames this evening at Enterprise Center. Hey, Blues fans, you can join the party for all St. Louis Blues action this season at one of Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Score a hat trick of savings, great food and drink specials available during every Blues game, including Bud Family beer specials, $4 Jack Daniels cocktails, $5.99 Blues Sampler appetizers, 4-Note Blue Note bombs, and the all-new Golden Bread cocktail for $5. And again, we'll be out at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill next week in St. Charles. Coming up, we visit with Chris Raby. He'll be hosting the Blues pre-postgame show and the intermission reports coming up on the radio network. And we'll break down the game tonight, the Blues and the Flames here in St. Louis.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios, and Chris Raby will have the call on the pre- and post-game show on the Blues Radio Network tonight. And again, we'll do this every Monday through Friday. Scoops with DannyMac.com and a Blues Report with Chris Raby. And Chris, Calgary in town. The Blues, though, are winless in their first couple of games. Let's talk a little bit about the first two. What have you taken away from the Blues and what you've seen?
Well, first of all, I think that, you know, coming into tonight, Dan, you think about the 4 days that you had off, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, leading into tonight's game, the fact that it's a little bizarre to have that much time off. And I think for Mike Yeo and his coaching staff, it was welcome. You know, Mike really didn't mince any words on Saturday night about what he didn't like about his team, about how they need to be better, basically, in all aspects. The fact that, you know, they'll have one line chipping in some hard work, and then the rest of the guys won't pick it up and carry it where they left off. So he's basically called everybody out, saying that, you know, guys can't be concerned about their ice time. Obviously, we need more contributions from everyone. They certainly need to tighten things up defensively, as we've seen with the amount of goals that they've let in their first two games, falling, 5-4 to the Blackhawks in overtime, and also giving up the five goals in a hurry to Winnipeg, four of those coming in the third period. So I think part of that will be remedied by Joel Edmondson coming back. I think that hopefully, you hope there's a bit of a wake-up call, although you don't really want to be too drastic at this time of the year. But, having 4 days to practice, they had some pretty hard practices and got after it pretty good.
Joel Edmondson makes his debut tonight. What can we expect?
Man, I think you're going to expect a defensive presence and a guy who will help them tighten up some of the things that have been a little bit shaky defensively. Vince Dunn, Jordan Schmaltz were late guys on the ice today, so don't expect them to be in. And, for Edmondson, he's a guy that kind of personifies this team, both in his attitude and his play. He's going to give you heavy minutes. He's played a lot and then has played successfully with Alex Petrangelo, which obviously allows you to move Colton Parayko down. So, it's a big piece. And to not have him for these first couple of games, I guess, again, a bit of a blessing in disguise to have these extra 4 days off, because it really allowed them to take some extra time to make sure he's 100%. He said this morning he's ready to go and he's excited to get back in there.
I wrote about this on the website on Monday. I'm going to reserve judgment on Jake Allen, and a lot of the players have come out and said, in front of him, we have not played well. Yeah, I get it. But is there some concern right now with Jake Allen and just – mentally, there's been concern in the past, so is there a concern right now?
I don't think so. I think that, you look at that 5-1 loss to Winnipeg on last Thursday night, the season opener. He's actually the reason that you were in the game, keeping it a 1-0 game. And the first goal that actually went in on the power play, it looked like it could have and maybe should have been challenged and went off Colton Parayko. And not to get too, nitpicky, but I thought he played pretty well in that game against Winnipeg until things just collectively unraveled. And then, you lost a tough game in overtime to the Blackhawks. So I don't think concern right now. I think they're still committed to Jake being the guy. Like the rest of the team, you'll see how he responds after the 4 days off. And, again, hopefully some increased scoring and certainly some better play defensively in front of him will show some benefit.
What have you thought of Ryan O'Reilly so far in his Blues debut?
I think he's been great. I think he's been absolutely as advertised so far, and he's done just about everything. He's been incredible in the faceoff dot, which is what they've needed. They really wanted to focus on getting better down the middle this offseason. They did that, certainly starting from the top with O'Reilly. And, he's put up points, 4 points, lead the Blues right now. He's got 2 assists on the power play, which is really an area that they wanted to focus on. The power play, as we talked about last week, Dan, and I really wanted to see, was downright bad last year. And especially down the stretch was not good. So the fact that O'Reilly has been able to, put up points and get 4 assists already, he looks great with Maroon and Vladimir Tarasenko. Those guys have collectively to this point already put up 8 points between them. They are the only 3 players on the team with double-digit points. You have half a dozen guys each with 1 point each. So, I think he's been great so far. He's been as advertised, and certainly I think a lot to be excited about.
Saw the hit Maroon on Seabrook over the weekend, and maybe that's just a sign of things to come for the St. Louis native.
Yeah, and certainly that's, Chris Kerber made the comment that, that's the first time in, 1,000-plus games that Brent Seabrook has played that a St. Louis Blue has gotten to lay a hit on him like that. So he's been great, and certainly I know it was emotional for him last week to make his debut, here in St. Louis. I think that you have a lot to be excited about when it comes to Pat Maroon. Like I said, already getting on the score sheet a couple of times, picking up a couple of assists. Also, both on the power play. So, those two guys right there, you're looking at the Blues already hopefully starting to figure out what they wanted to accomplish in the offseason from an offensive standpoint, and you hope that the rest of the team follows suit.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks. And a final question. I listened to your interview on KMOX with Keith Tkachuk, and another Tkachuk boy scores in the NHL last night. Pretty great story, isn't it?
Isn't it incredible? I was wondering, Dan, if there has ever been in the history of, not just the NHL, but professional sports, two brothers that were not twins who both made their professional debuts and were both in the league at the same time under the age of 21. It's incredible. And with Brady last night scoring a couple of times for Ottawa, with Matthew already off to the great start that he's off to, you know, a lot to be proud of for the Tkachuk family. Certainly both really bright stars for the future of this league. And Matthew is a big part of the reason that Calgary is off to the start to the season that they're off to. He's got 6 points through three games, a goal and five assists, second only to Johnny Gaudreau on that Calgary team. But it's remarkable, a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old in the NHL. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and I would even further the point that you're trying to make of American-born players doing it in the National Hockey League.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that's the amazing thing, is that now you're seeing the influx of U.S. talent, in particular from St. Louis, but two guys that do it from the States in the National Hockey League, which has been dominated by Canadian players and European-born players, too.
Yeah, and you know as well as anyone, and Keith said in that interview, that, you know, he has been really proud to make St. Louis his home. And you know Keith, and you know the Blues alumni, Dan, and so many of them that are from, you know, all over North America, who have decided to make St. Louis their home. And it's because of them putting down roots here, because of the hard work of so many, the Blues alumni and, you know, former Blues who, you know, volunteer their time to coach, that there is such strong youth hockey here in St. Louis. I think it's remarkable. I think it's something that all St. Louisans should be proud of, and I think it's something that it's going to continue moving forward. So it's pretty cool, and, you know, hopefully Matthew has a good game tonight. Maybe he puts in a goal, like, I don't know, in like a 5-1 Blues win.
I like it. I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Dan.